Satire is dead in America. I'll tell you who killed it today on Hightower Radio. Satire is dead. When a society's reality becomes so inherently absurd that it cannot be satirized, satire is dead. In our society, Pat Robertson's maniacally bloated ego has become the dark hole of absurdity and the death of satire. This Republican televangelist sucks in all surrounding reality, contorting and condensing it to an impenetrable mass of his own pseudo-religious pomposity, which he occasionally spews forth to the faithful as the veritable Word of God. Recent spewings have included his call for the assassination of Venezuela's president, his assertion that the State Department would be improved if a nuclear bomb were to explode within it, and his prediction that Orlando would be hit with a meteor because it allowed a gay pride event to take place. Now the apocalyptic absurdist has struck again, this time promising God's wrath on Dover, Pennsylvania. This township recently found itself at the hot center of the campaign by a group of religious creationists to impose their belief in intelligent design on America's science educators. These creationists took over the local school district and, last fall, put their religious notion into the science curriculum. Parents, however, were less than grateful, and this fall, the voters summarily dumped the creationists from office, reinstating old progress, science-based science in the classrooms. Robertson sucked all of this reality into his head, declared that it had infuriated God, and ominously suggested that divine wrath could soon visit Dover. I'd like to say to the good citizens of Dover, if there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God, you just rejected him from your city. Instead, spaketh Pat, the people of Dover should try praying to Charles Darwin. This is Jim Hightower saying, if secular humanists tried to invent an absurd religious protagonist, they could not in their wildest dreams invent one as absurd as Robertson. Today's commentary is made possible in part by the good folks at Mother Jones Magazine. Over the years, Mother Jones has won just about every award available while ticking off the honchos of business and government. They're proud of both distinctions. Find out more at motherjones.com.